Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat tumble.
Couple drops of bliss will do it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number one of USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting 2 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And we're going to be talking, hour number one, about solar power, wind power. We're going to talk about some myths, and we're going to try to design the solar power, wind power, battery backup system for the farm. Yeah, we are. And we've done many broadcasts about solar power and wind power, and today we're going to talk about some of the myths. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Brandon Williams. He's the CEO of IronEdison.com, IronEdison.com. And there's a link on the website, USAprepares.com, under the Instructors tab. So welcome, Brandon.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, I'm delighted because, you know, there are many of us who want to have our own power, generate our own electricity. You know, we are addicted to electricity. I can't broadcast without it. I can't make a telephone call without it, even, you know, with a landline. You know, even if I had a walkie-talkie, which we do, we have walkie-talkies on the farm, ham radios, and they still need to be charged, and they need to have, you know, electrical energy to work. So there aren't many things that we can do in our lives that aren't touched by electricity in some way. And including starting my tractor. I mean, there's no way that I can physically start my tractor, you know, a 100 horsepower diesel tractor, without the aid of two batteries. So we are addicted. So my plan here at the farm is to go the alternative energy route. And there are a lot of reasons. One is, of course, I can't stand the idea of having a smart meter on our farm. And they're being deployed everywhere. If you don't have one yet, you will. Unless you somehow figure out a way of fighting it. And the way I'm going to fight it, I've tried to run for the board of directors of the electrical co-op, and they engineered a way to keep me from getting a seat. And by the way, when you get on these boards, they have you sign agreements that you will not share information, you will not dissent, you will not make public comment about the fights that go on in the boardroom, and everybody has a united front, and even if you don't like the decisions that are made, well, you just aren't going to say anything about it. And that's what they want you to do. They want you to sign agreements to that. And that's why, you know, you wonder why these board members of all kinds of boards and city councils and aldermen, they all stick together because they've pledged to stick together. Otherwise, we'd hang them separately. Well, anyway, I want to get off the power grid. I really do. I don't want these guys tracking me anymore. I got rid of the cell phone. I'm not being tracked by the cell phone because I don't have one. And now we want to get off the power grid. And the way to do that is with solar and wind power. I don't have enough water falling across the farm to generate hydro, so it's just solar and wind. Those are our options. So, Brandon Williams, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we start with you had some interesting information about a tornado in Metro Denver, right?
That's right. Just last night, there was some pretty severe weather just north of the Metro Denver area, just outside of Boulder and Longmont. And last night, I was listening to the police scanners I often do, and the Longmont police were going door-to-door advising families to shelter in place or to evacuate to a Red Cross shelter. I heard over the scanner one of the police officers asking another police officer. He told them that, all of the families that he's knocked on the door of, they have 2 or 3 days of food and water, but none of these families have electricity. We are expecting more storms throughout the night, and the police officer asked, how are these families going to receive any weather alerts if there is another dangerous weather event? And I thought that was a really good question, and that really drives home the point of being prepared, and whether it's a large whole house battery system and taking your house off the grid to run, whether it's a weather event or something else that knocks down the grid, or even just having a small battery and a weather radio. It really drives home the point of being prepared, having some battery backup to keep your family safe.
Brandon, the first thing that happens in the evening when the power goes out is we look for lighting. You know, where's the flashlight? Some of us have kerosene lamps. And I just want to share this little story. When we first moved to Missouri, you know, we have these antique kerosene lamps. We have a whole bunch of them. And so we've deployed them all over the house, in the bathrooms, in the kitchen, you know, in the areas where we might walk. The idea was we'd use the flashlight to get the kerosene lamps going, and then we're good for a while, you know, until we run out of kerosene. So I bought, I think, 7 5-gallon cans of kerosene. I thought, you know, that's a lifetime supply. That'd be good. Well, here's the problem. I have a dog, and his name is Thomas Jefferson. He's an English Mastiff. His head is higher than the height of the kitchen table. His tail is higher than the height of the kitchen table. So, you know, if he walks around, he just hits that kerosene lamp with his tail, knocks it over, bumps into the table, knocks it over, he could burn down the house. So kerosene, to me, is not a good alternative. It's not a good alternative because it smokes. You know, some people are allergic to, you know, smoke smell and can cause asthma attacks and so forth. So that's not a good solution. So what I did was I put in LED lighting that runs on a 12-volt battery. What a great solution. But I have to hook up the solar panels to do that. So my plan is to have solar power, charging batteries, all 12-volt lighting throughout the house. LED 12-volt lighting. Not LED lighting that takes 120 volts AC, converts it at the light bulb to 12 volts DC, and then runs these screw-in light bulbs. I don't want to do that. I want to just start with 12 volts, stay with 12 volts, have less loss, but charge those batteries. So I want to have a split system, one where we have lighting just powered by 12 volts, and then the rest of our electricity would be AC to power things like the freezer, the dishwasher, the refrigerator, some of the computer electronics until I convert them to 12 volts. So that's my plan. What do you think about that as a plan?
That's a pretty good plan, Vincent. The idea of rewiring your complete house to run off of 12-volt appliances is really not the most efficient way to go. Running each copper is expensive and challenging, so I think you're on the right track. If you're going to run 12-volt in any of your rooms, first of all, doing it battery-powered is going to probably be the easiest way to retrofit your existing house.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I've done, and I need to share this with the class, Brandon, is when I wired the house, you know, I spent a lot of time with our son building this house. We got some help, too. But my son and I wired and designed the wiring system. So all of the overhead wires, I mean, all of the overhead lighting is on separate circuits that has home runs back to electrical panels. And so I can easily take them out of the electrical panels and run 12 volts on them. Now, it's only 12-gauge wire, but, you know, how much current does LED lighting for a room take? You know, maybe at the absolute most, 50 watts. So we have plenty of capacity in terms of wire that's already run. Now, we're fortunate because I planned it that way in case I ever wanted to do this. But, you know, not every home is wired that way. It might be difficult for some homes. But our plan is literally to have just 12-volt electric LED wiring for the, you know, for lighting, period. That is the plan. So now if we wanted to run And I have these can lights in the ceilings. Like right now I have in the studio, there's four can lights or recessed lights. I'm going to make an adapter to use those light fixtures so that I can run LEDs out of them. And that's the plan. So it's you know, there's a lot of work that's going to be involved in making this happen, a lot of prototyping, but I think I can do it. So the plan is to drive down the number of watts. Even as low as we are now, we want to drive them down even lower so that we can have a, you know, a complete solar and wind-powered system.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. And the idea, there's an older school of thought that says we should run our entire house off of 12 volts so that we completely avoid the inverter. And the problem there is that 12-volt appliances, especially heating and cooling or your refrigerator or freezers, those appliances can be extremely expensive. And if they were to break, it's very hard to find a replacement part at your local hardware store for a specialty 12-volt refrigerator. So for those big appliances, my recommendation is to use a efficient modern inverter to take that battery power, turn it into AC, and run your appliances off of the 120-volt AC. Replacement parts are widely available. But for lighting, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago in one of your shows, but it's really important in your workshop or in your battery room to have that 12-volt direct lighting. If all else fails, at the very least, throughout the evening, you're going to have the light to be able to fix something that's gone wrong or to make emergency repairs to your house if need be. So that 12-volt direct lighting is really, that's my recommendation for a 12-volt direct system.
Okay. And, you know, Brandon Williams, your company is ironedison.com. So if our class wants to get in touch with you or your team, they can go to iron, I-R-O-N, Edison, EDISON.com. So let's talk about some of the myths. You know, like the myth about wind power. You know, it's equally as effective as solar power for most residential homes. Well, I have a friend who I'm going to buy a tower from. This tower is an old windmill, an old farm windmill tower. And this windmill would power a water pump. But it's 40 feet tall. At the base, it's 10 feet by 10 feet. It needs a pad 10 feet by 10 feet, concrete, 1 foot thick, so this thing doesn't blow over in the wind. And this is a tower that only weighs about 1,000 pounds. But it's 40 feet tall. And, you know, you've got to climb up that thing to service it. Now, how many people could put one of those up in their neighborhood? We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material, cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Brandon Williams is with us. Brandon, we're talking about one of the myths of wind power, you know, wind power versus solar. What's the real story about that?
For wind power, it's not generally the best fit for a residential homeowner. The wind, like you were just describing, the wind tower needs to be very high off the ground. It takes a significant amount of maintenance, and there's moving parts. We generally recommend that solar panels are the most trusted and effective way to generate free and silent power for your house. So there are always some exceptions. And when you live on a farm, when you live in a wide open area, wind power can be an effective solution. You're in Missouri. That's a great place. You're in one of the best areas, the best wind resource areas. But in my neighborhood, I've got trees, I've got neighbors, I do not have room for a 10 by 10 concrete pad, 1 or 2 feet thick in my backyard. So we really need to look at every individual case and determine what's the best solution, on a house by house basis.
Now, Brandon, by the way, if I disappear for a few minutes, we've got a massive storm coming through here. You know, the weather was supposed to be really nice, and I was looking forward to having 3 days to cut some hay. And now we just, you know, it's been raining every single day, and the power could go out at any second. And if it does, I will reconnect. But so just fill in for me if this happens. All right. So one of the solutions then, if wind is a problem, and by the way, For those of you who are you know, concerned about heights, literally, you're probably looking at 30 to 40 feet, you know, for your little tower there or your pole, and you're going to have to somehow service that. So what I looked at was a tower that has a ladder built in. So you climb one of the legs of this tower to get up and service the gearbox, because there is a gear reduction box at the top of the tower where the turbine is. And, you know, you have to check those fluids, and you might have to take that gearbox down and service it. But, yeah, you do. So it's not like set it and forget it. So there are it's mechanical, and there are some maintenance concerns. So that is a concern, but, we're looking at that as well. Now, so you think that solar panels are the solution for most people who live in neighborhoods, correct?
Absolutely. The price for solar panels has decreased significantly over the last couple of years. We're seeing where panel prices were $5 or $6 a watt just a couple of years ago. We're seeing solar panel prices at or below $1 a watt. So there's been an 80% reduction in solar panel prices over just over 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And here's an interesting example. The cost of that tower, if I buy one used, you know, first of all, it's already vertical. So I have to hire a crane to take it down. So we have to get a torch, cut part of the bracketry on the legs to take it down, get a crane to take it down. Then I have to put it on a 26-foot gooseneck trailer, but I have to take it apart. You know, and have to take it so that it's less than 26 feet long. So I have to take this tower partially apart. Then I have to bring it to my farm. Then I have to put it together, get another crane to put it back up. So a tower is not an inexpensive proposition. And if you look at these towers on eBay, they're $5,000 and $6,000 used. Used. So a tower will cost more than solar panels, as far as I can tell. You think that's right?
I definitely agree. And the noise of a wind turbine, it can be disruptive to the neighbor. So what I've seen in a lot of residential applications of wind turbines is that even if we do have a good site and we do have a couple acres of property, that the neighbors can easily object, and it requires getting every neighbor's signature on a variance, and you know, now you've alerted every neighbor on paper about what your preparedness plans are. To me, that doesn't seem like necessarily the best or only way to approach it. So solar is a very reliable resource. Even in Vermont or New York or Washington and Oregon, it's still a reliable resource that we can count on. A number of hours of sun per day, we can calculate a system size based on the expected amount of sun, the expected energy use.
Hold that thought. Brandon, hold that thought. When we come back, let's talk about another myth.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Brandon Williams is with us. IronEdison.com. IronEdison.com. Brandon, what about these thin film flexible solar panels? What about them? Are they better, or is that a myth too?
I consider that another major myth in the solar industry, that the thin film, or they're also known as flexible solar panels, that they were touted as being the next big technological breakthrough in the solar industry. What actually ended up happening is that these panels degrade very quickly. Their performance over 10 years rapidly declines, and they're just really not the best technology out there as far as solar panels.
Okay. And then let's address another myth about wiring the house for 12 volts DC and AC. Now, because some people think that the inverters are the weak link. Now, I think, for my home, because of the way I wired it, I think that's a great way to go. But not everybody agrees. Is that right?
That's right. So every situation is unique. Every project is unique. You've really thought about this. You've planned ahead by setting yourself up to wire your lighting for 12-volt direct. What I hear a lot of questions about is people are concerned about using an inverter at all. They want to just completely run DC appliances and run DC throughout the house. And when you're using a lot of electricity, enough to run a normal household, you've got to run some really thick, heavy-gauge copper wire to prevent that 12-volt voltage loss from one side of your house to the other. So it's for a retrofit, for an existing home, it's really not the most efficient way to distribute power through the house. And really, this comes back to the fact that using modern technology, digital control systems, the new inverters that take the DC from the battery and solar and provide the 120-volt or 240-volt AC power, those inverters are becoming extremely efficient, up to 95, even 98% efficient in converting that DC to AC power.
And that's a great answer for the problem, because for our class to think about this, you know, if you look at the battery cable that you have under the hood of your vehicle, okay, it's a really thick cable, you know, the one that connects the battery to the starter. It's easily the diameter of a dime or a nickel. And if you have a diesel truck, you probably have two batteries like we do on our diesel trucks, and they have thick cables that connect them. And that's because the voltage is low, and you need a thick cable to carry the current that's required from the starter. Well, that's the same kind of example that you'd have trying to wire each room of your house if you were trying to run on 12 volts for, let's say, the kitchen. You know, or if you wanted to run your heating system on 12 volts, or if you wanted to run your well pump, you know, to deliver the amount of water that you would like to deliver. Now, you can run a well pump on a thinner gauge wire, except it won't deliver the kind of water that you want. It's a very slow delivery of water, nothing like you'd expect from your well pump. So I think that the hybrid system, for me, is the way to go, both, you know, 240 volts for the well pump, the welder, if I want to run the air conditioning system for a short amount of time, that requires 240 volts. Then for the refrigerator, the dishwasher, and you know, other appliances, that would require half of that, 120. And then for lighting, it's simply 12 volts. Okay, so Brandon, can we take the remainder of this broadcast and build a system using our farm as an example? I have 16 200-watt solar panels. I'm going to mount them on the roof of our barn. The barn is 40 feet wide, 120 feet long, and the side of the roof faces directly south. What do I do? What angle do I set those solar panels at? Our roof pitch is 412. Do I raise them up and change that angle, or do I just say, well, that's good enough, we'll just mount them to the roof?
So the best angle for mounting a solar array is to mount it at an angle that is equal to your degree of latitude. Here in Colorado, we're at about 32 degrees latitude. So if it's a fixed array, my array is going to be mounted 32 degrees off of horizontal. So that's going to overcome the tilt of the earth and bring those panels up to tilt directly towards the sun.
Okay? Now, if I don't do that, if I just use my roof pitch, which many people might just say, you know what, it might not be as pleasant to look at for the neighbors if we live in a neighborhood, would we be losing a lot of that solar energy by just using our roof pitch?
Not a lot. You're not going to sacrifice much. What you're going to find is that if you have a flatter angle on that array, you're going to increase your summer production when the sun travels more directly overhead. You would sacrifice some winter production because the panels are not going to be directly facing the lower sun through the winter months. So what's really most important here is that you're facing those panels due south, or as close as you can get to facing south, because just a little bit of shading is going to greatly decrease the amount of production from that solar array.
Okay. And, you know, the weight of these solar panels is some consideration, because they weigh approximately 45 to 50 pounds a piece, and then when we have the bracketry and so forth, you know, we're looking at about 50 pounds per panel added to the roof. I've got to, you know, enhance some of the structure of the roof, the purlins that are holding up the steel roof, just to make sure that we can handle the snow load plus the additional weight of these solar panels. So that's another consideration for some of us, right?
Absolutely. And in that situation, you'd want to engage a structural engineer to confirm that your house and your design is going to stand up to the wind load and the snow load. And if you're not able to make those adjustments to your, if you're not able to increase the strength of your roof, there are other solutions. We can put the solar panels on a ground mount where they're easily accessible. You can wipe the snow right off of them. Or we can do a top of pole mount where we'd sink a 6 or 8 inch pole into the ground and then mount the array on top of that pole. So there's various options of what you could do to line it up just right. If your barn faced east and west instead of north south, this with the ground mount or pole mount may be your only option.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to mount them on the roof. That's what I've decided. So let's continue with this design. What's the next step? So I have 16 panels, 200 watts apiece. Let's tell the class about what I'm going to receive in terms of watts coming out of them. And then let's hook them up to the next piece of gear.
So the 16 200-watt panels creates a 3,200-watt array. We'll wire 4 of those panels in series, positive to negative, and then we'll wire 4 groups of 4 panels in parallel. So when we wire those groups in series in parallel, then we'll wire the combined output into a solar charge controller. So what'll happen, we'll take that high voltage from the series wiring, run it through a charge controller, which allows you to run long distances very efficiently, from the array back to the battery. That charge controller will take the high voltage solar input and step it down to the exact battery voltage. So we're getting the maximum efficiency out of the solar array while providing a very controlled charge to the battery.
Okay, so in 4 panels in series is how many volts?
Each panel is about 24 volts. So we would have 24 times about 96 volts DC coming in from the solar array.
Okay. So we can, because it's 96 volts, we can run, let's say, 10-gauge or 12-gauge cable, right, from the solar panels to the charge controller. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So you'll use a thinner wire. We can run longer distances. And there's even equipment, there's charge controllers out there that allow us to run up to 200 or 250 volts DC. So if you have a wire run mm-hmm. greater than 200 or 300 feet, there's equipment out there that we can use to accommodate those long-distance wire runs.
Great. So now we go into the charge controller. From the solar panels, from the roof, we come down into the charge controller. What do we connect next?
From the charge controller out, we go into one of the most important devices. It's the power panel. It's how houses the main DC disconnect for the inverter. It's also where the battery connects into the system. The power panel houses the input and output circuit breakers for the charge controller. So it's really the hub of the system. There's a parallel connection there where the charge controller sends that energy out, and there's a very dynamic point where the output of the charge controller can either go directly into the inverter to power your loads, or that charge controller will push energy into the battery. So that power panel is a really critical part of having a safe and efficient alternative energy system.
Okay, and then after the, and what do we connect to this power panel?
So the inverter mounts directly to the power panel. The inverter, when there's a load, will take that DC power and will invert it to the 120, 240 volt, two-leg output that looks and feels to your appliances just like the grid. The inverters today have a pure sine wave output, and the split phase 240 volt output will allow you to run your well pump, your heavy appliances. The inverters are designed to work 24 hours a day and can are also designed to allow surge capability of double their nameplate rating. So if you have a pump and a refrigerator and some other appliances all starting at once that have a very fast draw, those inverters are designed to deliver significant amounts of power over a short period to get all your motors up and running and then stabilize for an indefinite period of runtime.
Okay, and then, and of course, next is the batteries when we come back.
Is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loans subject to lender approval.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Wow, time goes fast when you're having fun with solar design. Brendan Williams is with us. We've got Dave in the thumb. Dave, you'll be on in just a minute or so. As soon as we get through the battery section, Brandon, the battery section, that's, you know, as I look through the cost of building a solar system, that's the most expensive component. What do you recommend in our case where we have a 3,200-watt solar array?
Vincent, for your system, I would recommend a 48-volt battery to go along with that 3,200-watt array. The 48-volt battery has some advantages over a 12 and 24-volt. Namely, it's going to allow more energy to pass through your system at one time. So it will allow us to attach all 3,200 watts, even more, up to 4,000 watts of solar panel using one charge controller. So if we had a 12 or 24-volt system, we would be looking at using multiple charge controllers to attach that solar array to a 24-volt battery. And that's okay. Sometimes people have 8,000, 12,000-watt solar arrays that require multiple charge controllers. But that 48-volt battery is going to allow more energy to come in, more energy to be delivered to your loads through the inverter.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the cost. What would typically be the cost for just the battery component at 48 volts with an iron Edison-type battery, the ones that last a long, long time?
The iron Edison, the nickel iron battery, is going to be 2 or 2.5 times the price of a lead acid battery, but it's going to last 5 to 10 times longer. So the economics make sense, especially when you consider that the battery is truly the heart of the system. It allows the entire system to operate. And if your battery were to go down, if a lead acid battery fails, the entire solar and inverter system ceases to operate. So it's a critical component. And as far as price of the system, maybe 40 or 50% of the entire system cost is wrapped up in the battery. So all the solars, all the solar panels, all the wiring, the inverter, power panel, all the other component costs may be about 50% of your system cost. The other 50% should be budgeted towards the battery. It's a major expense. It's a very important part of the system.
Okay. We've got Dave in the thumb. Dave in Michigan, you're on with Brandon Williams and me. Welcome.
Hey, Brandon. Hey, Vincent. How you guys doing? Great call. I hate to interrupt, but I'm in the thumb of Michigan. I am legally blind. You know, I'm losing my vision, but I have a grid-tied 5-kilowatt battery backup solar array that my nephew installed on a stand about 30 feet from my home, and I put it on a stand because I didn't, you know, want to go through any maintenance up on the roof. If I got to replace the roof, I don't have to take the panels down. They're easier to keep clean. You know, we get snow up here, and I can use a pool broom on a 16-foot pole. And my first winter, I was out there sweeping them every day. We had about 8 feet of snow that year, and I was a little lax last year, but I made over 300,000 watts of energy in February in the thumb of Michigan, and the most we ever use is 60 kilowatts in a month. So that was 300 kilowatts that we made. So I am not, I don't have a smart meter, so I don't have a net meter because they're not UL listed. I wouldn't let them put it on my home. They lied to me, the power company. I had to get permission to put this all in. They wanted to take control of my system once it was up and running. After they put my net meter on, they told me I would have an analog meter if I already had an analog meter. And then once it was all said and done, they said there's no such thing as an analog net meter. Well, when they came to install it, I looked at it. There was no UL listing. I told them they couldn't put it on my home. So that's an out and another option. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave, thanks so much for being with us, Dave. Brandon, you know, we got to keep doing this. we run out of time, and there's so much more to talk about. So, Brandon, I'd like you to come back again and again and again to keep explaining more and more in depth what we need to do to get off the grid and be in control of our own electrical power generation system.
I love being a part of your show, Vincent. Thank you again. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Great. Brandon Williams, IronEdison.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.